welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 507. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Bacchae. That song is called Turns Me, and it's on the band's new album, Pleasure Vision, which came out March 6th on Get Better Records. That band is based out of Washington, D.C. I think this is their second album, at least it's the second one I know of. While the first one was kind of straight up post-punk, this one has a little bit more. It shows a little depth, and you know how I feel about growth? Well, I think they do it well this time. They show they've got a lot more to offer, and it definitely kept me interested from start to finish. Anyway, I've got a really good podcast for you this week, though it's maybe a little bit short, so I should talk slower for a while, or not. Anyway, this is the Expats. The song is called I Got the Hots for Charlie Watts.
Take me, baby.
and welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 507. We just heard from Mammoth Penguins from Cambridge in the UK. The song is called Dick Move, and it's on the band's most recent album, There's No Fight, We Can't Both Win. Came out May 11th of last year on FICA Recordings. That album is, I don't know how I missed it, because I'm a really big fan of Mammoth Penguins, and this album does not disappoint one little bit. Before that, we heard from the Expats from Bisbee, Arizona, near Tucson, I guess. Its song is called I Got the Hots for Charlie Watts, and it's on the band's album Kicks, Hits, and Fits, which came out March 13th on Burger Records. It might be their fourth album, might be their second, depends on how you count demos, but I know I need to dig back and find the previous stuff because that song is wonderful. It's got a great video as well, and there are probably four or five other songs on there that are just as good as that one. So there's a winner for you. Pick that one up. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue on here. I got a track from the Warriors. This song is called End of the World. everything about that set there. That was Best Coast with the song Different Light. That's on the album Always Tomorrow. Came out February 21st on Concord Records, or maybe Concord Records. I don't know. When I'm in New Hampshire, they always correct me when I say it wrong. That is, of course, the project of Bethany Constantino from Los Angeles. I think it's been, I don't know, 4 or 6 years, something like that, since the last album of Adult Songs. And a lot has changed, not just with her, but with that record. So it wasn't the album I was expecting at all. In fact, it's one I like a lot more than I expected. That track there is just wonderful. Before that, we heard from the Bomb Pops from San Diego. The track is called Notre Dame, and it's on the Death in Venice Beach album, which came out March 13th. On Fat Records. And again, an album that was not what I expected, but so much more. That is the most wonderful album. It reminds me so much of Sarge, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. That track there is delightful, but there are a handful of other ones that are just as good. You're going to want to pick that one up. And then we started things off there with the Warriors, the song End of the World, and I know how that feels. It's from the album You or Someone You Know, which came out to March 6th on 6131 Records, the project of Lauren DiNizio. And they are based out of Los Angeles now, moving from Philly to L.A. as the result of a breakup. And I think you can hear plenty of notes about those breakup on that album. And again, a lovely album. All three of those are just wonderful things you should just go pick up right now. Anyway, I'm about out of music, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 507. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. I would look at the concert calendar with you, but there's nothing there. We've had to cancel everything. There are a million resources for all the shows that are happening online, and if that thing works for you, well, go ahead and do that. I think I've peeked in on a few, and it just feels weird to me. Maybe I'm not ready to admit that this is the new reality yet. On the website, there's nothing new up there, but there should be. I've done a lot of editing, and I think you'll see things popping up there over the next week, so it never hurts to poke over that website and see what you can find. Anyway, I've got one track left for you here. It's a band called The Rat Boys. Not Rat Boys, who I played last week, but this is The Rat Boys from Belgium. The song I play is called Listen Closely to Your Heart. It's on the band's new album, Click, which came out February 21st on Rumbar Records. This band definitely lives in that 77 punk rock phase. Lots of power pop influences as well. And, you know, that's what makes me go. And that's why I pick this track. It is the most power poppy of them all. Reminds me of the Boys a lot. And that's a very good thing. So we're going to wrap things up here with the Rat Boys. The song is called Listen Closely to Your Heart. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Listen to your heart.